Well, you can't walk with it. Sure.
Did they ever make anything out of hog blood?
If it did, I didn't know nothing about it.
Some people, I've heard some people talk about blood pudding. You ever heard of it?
I've heard of it, but I ain't never seen it.
Yeah. Did you ever hear of people taking, the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage and maybe stirring it up with a little corn meal and maybe some hog meat and cooking that, and after it gets cold, you could slice it and fry it? Did you ever hear of anything like scrapple?
No.
Anything like that? Mm-hmm. We're talking about hogs. Did you have any kind of term for just all the insides of the hog together?
Well, sometimes they use the biggest majority of the insides of a hog when they use a chitlin. Now you take the lights and the liver. You could grind that up and make that liver pudding. You didn't have much waste. And if it was flavored up just right, put your spices such as sage, rosemary, black pepper and stuff like that, you could season it up. It was good. Sure was a good day.
Did you ever hear anybody call, say the inside part of the chicken, you ever hear them call it a harslet? Something like that?
A chicken?
Yeah, or a haslet, you ever hear that?
No.
Not familiar with that one? No. I asked you a couple other things about hogs. What would you call a thing that you put their food in?
Crow.
Mm-hmm. And say you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you do to it?
You would castrate.
Castrate?
Yeah.
Anybody ever call that alter or cut?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mark maybe?
Yeah.
All those terms pretty familiar. And when you had a castrated hog, what would you call him? Is there a name for him?
Call him a barra.
A barra?
Yeah.
And what would you call one that grew up that wasn't castrated?
Call him a bull.
A bull. Anything else that people ever call him maybe?
I've never heard him call nothing but a bull. Up until you castrated him, and then he was a bar.
Mm-hmm. Anybody would call him a stock hog maybe?
Oh yeah.
What about him? You ever heard a word like seed hog or breeding hog?
You have your favorite sows or your favorite bulls, you call them your breeding stock.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, a little hog when it's first born, what do you call that?
Pig.
Yeah, now, when it gets just a little older, what do you call it?
Sure.
How old does it have to be a show?
Oh, about 6 months old.
About 6 months old, something like that. We talked about bristles and hair on the hogs that while ago. What big teeth that the hogs have? What do you
tushes?
Tushes, yeah. And let me ask you this: say a hog that's grown up wild. Did you ever have any name for him?
Wild hog, wild boar.
Did you ever hear anybody call him Piney Woods Rooter?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that any different from a wild hog? That
same thing. Same.
The same thing. Yeah. Okay.
See that drink. Milk out of a quart bottle.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, do you ever have any calls for hogs? Say you want to call them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how would you
eat? I learned a bunch once to whistle for them.
Oh.
Yeah, they come to you just how you want to teach them or learn them. Mm-hmm. I got to whistle this out loud 2 or 3 times, and them boogers would come.
And yours?
I've had a ladder knot on the hog pen, hog trough, and beat that hog trough with that, whether you could use a hammer or I had a ladder knot.
Mm-hmm.
And them boogers, they come bouncing.
Hmm. Did you ever use a word suey to call them?
Yeah, all suey for him to get out of your way.
Hmm. So that's to make him scatter instead of...
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.